Okay, welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely. This is going to be the first of a lot of interviews I plan on doing. I just want to interview other researchers, other people out in the truth-type community, I guess you could call it, and just kind of get their personal story of how they awoken, and we're going to run through some different topics and stuff. And I'm going to try and keep these interviews short, kind of under like an hour. And our first guest is somebody who I actually had the pleasure of doing two radio shows with recently. He's calling in from the UK, Paul Knight. Paul, where in the UK are you?
I'm in between, I don't know if you know, Liverpool and Manchester. I'm right in the middle.
Oh, okay. You know what's funny is somebody listened to our radio show and they said that, who's that Paul guy? Is he from Scotland? I said, no, he's not from Scotland. He's from the UK.
It's about northwest England, it is.
Yeah, okay. All right, cool. So I just want to, just kind of basically get your story here, because, people can go on YouTube and get, all different views on all different topics, but there's not really that many people out there just giving their story, which I think is important, especially in what's been going on a lot lately, where you never know when things are going to change and history is going to change. So for us to get our stories out there and have it documented, I think is a good idea. So first, I want to ask you, because pretty much everybody that is into research in these topics has to at some point come to a realization that for the majority, or if not all, of the world's governments and the world media is completely controlled. And that's kind of, I like to ask you that rather than, hey, when did you wake up? I think that's an overused term and it's kind of too broad. When did you first realize that the governments and the media completely could not be trusted?
It'd have to be for me for like a date would be, when like we in this country we've always had like bombs going off with the IRA and different things like that,
Yeah.
and then that went quiet, and then we started having like how would you pronounce it? Not ISIS, a type of jihadi or whatever. They have various names, Al Qaeda and things like that. It was when I think it is when you were talking about the other day on another show, like, the bus bombings and type of things like that.
Yeah.
That's when you start to, because what happens is with all these type of events, you'll even have it with 9/11 where they find what are they called? A passport. And you always find a passport handy at these sites and you think, oh, well, they're indestructible, these passports type of thing. And
Yeah.
that's just when you start to answer yourself, well, are they telling the truth? And then when you just look into it slightly, any topic, you'll come up upon like threads or groups, or and you'll hear people saying, "Oh, well, this is what we found this," and then that's when you start to question them because things don't make sense what you get told by the governments or the media.
Yeah, none of it makes sense. And once you realize, like for me, and I'll get into my story another time, but for me, obviously, if you know me, it was 9/11. And once you see that, you can't trust the media or government at all. I mean, they're both completely complicit in it, at least from the point of view I come from, So when you say the bus bombings, do you mean like 7/7 in particular, or just were there other ones leading up to that? I don't really know the history of the bus bombings as well as I should. Were there a whole bunch of them?
It was that 7/7, but we had little ones like dotted about in weird patterns type of thing before and after that. So that's when you just start realizing, you know what I mean, that something's dodgy's not going on, quite going on. And then you get in the media that you get how they like are trying to get you to hate different types of religions, like they do, trying to, get friction between nationalities.
Yeah, they're basically just trying to get you to look the other way and become so involved with something, just like with left-right politics. That's what they're trying to. They just try to get you so involved and caught up in that nonsense that you don't even pay attention to what's really going on.
Yeah, and because a lot of people are scared type of thing, see, they're easy to scare. It's when the like the blinkers go on and they start, actually believing them type of thing, big groups or they get them out, immigration and all this type of thing. When they should just realise, just take a step. Always better to take a step back and have a think, before you jump. I mean, we've all jumped in on certain subjects without research or things, because on the whole, people are passionate. So when you jump in, you don't see, like I try to do and you try to do, is be a bit objective and look from both one side. But your time, I've not, like I've jumped straight in, but you learn with experience. So that's what happened. I seen more of these things happening. And that's just what got you to look at certain things. And then when you start looking at certain things, you then go into other things. You know, you start to branch away.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know how you talked about jumping right in, so that kind of segues me to my next question. So when you do kind of, in the beginning, you're more likely to jump right in than you are now when you've built up more discernment and whatnot, right? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely.
So in the beginning, when you jump right in, you usually, at least I know I did and pretty much everybody I talk to, you jump into the web of what is basically gatekeeping of the alternative media. You know, some of us get through it quick in a few months. Some people take a couple years. Some people I've known this whole time since 2010 when I've been looking, and they're still stuck in the Alex Jones type camps and whatnot. When did you realize that there was this level of truth that was just, you know, half truths, if that, mixed in with a bunch of lies, like the whole alternative media? When did you realize to become suspect of them? Because I'm sure after you didn't trust the media, you probably, like everybody else, heard these people in the alternative media, whether it's Jones, Ike, whoever it is, and you hear them saying some things that are true and resonating with you. So it builds up a trust and you start to, you know, watch more of their material, listen to them on the radio, whatever. Did you fall into that trap for a little bit? And if so, who was it with and how did you get out of it and what made you realize it?
Definitely. I mean, if anyone's honest, and you have to be honest, everyone, I can't think of anyone who wouldn't have fallen into the trap of, like you said, going into like alternative media. Because I think mine was, it might have been Alex Jones, because we don't really have that many outspoken type of people. The odd like comedian type, but not really many over here that, you know, screaming, shouting, it takes your attention, you know what I mean? Because they're coming out with it. So I started watching that, and I think I started watching Alex Jones for about a week or two, if that. And then all it got me to turn off from him was I was sick of seeing him trying to sell things. And that's when I know there's an ulterior motive behind people's, like, gold, you know what I mean? Like, trying to sell their own products, and it's just like a gimme type of thing that what they're trying to do. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's selling a lot of products. He's selling everything from drinks that you make to iodine to everything. He's just water filters. He's got all types of stuff.
Yeah, he's like playing on the fear. Do you know what I mean? Making a profit.
Yeah.
And then for me, straight away, that's an alarm bell for me. You know what I mean? You should be doing it for the love of it type of thing. You want to get the message across. And you can see which ones are honest. Which ones are not, you know what I mean?
He was one of the main pushes of the Y2K scare. When that happened, that night going into it, you know, the last night of the millennium, he was on the air and he was putting out all types of false reports that, like, nuclear reactors were shutting down and all types of crap. Like, it was, like, the biggest fear propaganda you ever heard. I don't know if you've heard that one, but if you haven't, you should check it out. Just check out Alex Jones' Y2K, and that's for anybody listening, too. Check out his Y2K video, the night of the Y2K, you know, December 31st, 99 or whatever it is. And he's just – it's absolute fucking fear propaganda the whole time. For me, I won't get into my whole thing long, but that's where I went, and through other people, Alex, Jesse Ventura, you know, people like that. It took me probably a little longer than you, for sure. It took me a few months, but it didn't take me like a year or nothing, you know? I don't know how many months exactly. 5, 6, 7, 8, 4. I'm not really sure.
So it didn't take me too long, only the fact of we don't have many people like that, do you know what I mean? We don't seem to have a plethora, as you say, of outspoken individuals over here. You get a few, you're getting the odd more now, like, but not when I was starting looking into like the truth movement type of thing.
Yeah, well, we have a lot over here. Do you guys get the Russia Today propaganda over there? Well, you do, because that's through YouTube, right? So you see that a lot?
Yeah, but to be honest, I know it sounds awful. I try and stay away from too much of that type of thing.
I try to
broaden my horizons what I research into, but when it's like for you, when you get a, when you know it's total bull crap, I don't watch it, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. But at one time in the beginning, though, I'm saying this is one of the things that I watched. It's basically Alex Jones for YouTube. It's like anytime that somebody is going to package up all the research for you and put it in 15-minute segments on the TV, it's probably not the truth.
For sure. Like, you know what I mean? Said, but like, if you're honest, like we are, you do fall for these things that have been in because there's no one out there to be objective and say that, yeah, that's good information. And you only find out when you, like, you show yourself up in a sense, don't you?
Yeah, well, there's no way to skip over that. That's why I said, you know, anybody that came in gets caught in that web, because you're not going to go from thinking Tower 7 fell from small office fires into, questioning, some of the other things that we questioned. Like, it's just, you have to take that step. There's no way to go over it. I mean, I don't see how you could, unless you had, like, a really close friend pulled you aside one day and broke it all down to you and you totally resonated with it. Like, that's the only way I could see that happening. Which, you know, that's not usually going to happen.
I mean, I definitely, it's like for me, I don't have too many friends. It's not like I'm Billy Normitz. I'm just, I'm a secretive type of person, you know what I mean? In a sense, it's like, as you know, you tried to get me on your radio show for a while. And I just keep putting it off. I'm just not withdrawn type of person. I'm just... Do you know what I mean? I like to keep myself to myself in a sense, and that's how I was then. You know what I mean?
So something I was going to ask later on, but I might as well ask it now, is so why did you decide to do this interview?
This interview? To start off with, I got onto your show eventually, and that just like, not put me at ease type of thing. Is I just had to get used to talking. You know what I mean? I know it's on the radio type of thing, and some are live, and some are recorded type of thing, but you still need to get your message somehow. You know what I mean? We all have to do what we can in a sense, whether it's just from memes, Facebook groups, radio, anything. As long as you can get anything out that you can do, that's what helps. And obviously you try and help people don't fall, you know, into the wrong gang, as you say, like the gatekeepers or anyone that's out got an agenda. So that's what my aim is on a whole.
Yeah, well, I thought these interviews would be good to do also, because it'll just help.
I think, yeah, it's a good idea.
Other people open up, you know, help other people open. And I definitely stole this idea from other people. Other people have been doing this on YouTube. I've seen some people doing it with the Mandela Effect stories. I'm going to do one with one of those people that's running those videos. I just figured it'd be good for me to ask people that I know, whose research I respect, and, you know, get their story on all topics, where they started and what they came through. And that's kind of what I want to get through next, actually, is kind of your timeline of topics. Like, okay, so you mentioned it was the bus bombings that got you started, so we know that. So from there, where did that progression take you? Like, I know you look at a lot of things, but what were the, you know, the five or six big things along the way up until now? Or you can name 10 of them, I don't care. What were your biggest topics, and like, how did one lead you into another or whatever? We'll just try and, go through it in like 15 minutes or so. We'll try and blast through.
Right. The first thing, that was the first type of government type thing, the bombings and type, because we've always had bombings. We had a bombing that killed a few kids a few years ago by the IRA. So you've always had that type of thing where you don't trust the government type of thing. And I had family like in the army type of thing. So you know things. But the actual first really topic, and I've said it before, is what got me into the truth movement, in a sense, was knowing my history and ancient history. I'm just so in love with, like, the ancient history, anything I can get my hands on. That's what got me, basically, together with that, into wanting to know more. And when you start learning your history, then you can... funny enough, you've heard the saying, don't you? You got to know your past before you can, you know, go forward type of thing. And that's what I did. I was just looking into... like I said, I love the ancient Egyptians and Sumerians and type of thing, and that's what I was just looking in at the time. I was looking into the Sumerians and how would you pronounce it, the Anunnaki, type of thing. And I caught on to a fella called, I don't know if you've heard of him, you might have done, Lloyd Pye.
I don't think I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's on about the DNA, how... the Anunnaki basically made humans to work in the gold mines, you know, to harvest the gold.
Yeah.
And that's what basically, you know, we've come from. And then only by accident, he must have been, I believe he's died now, I'm not quite sure. He then went on to talk about Hollow Earth. And that was the first time I've heard anything to do with Hollow Earth, Flat Earth, or anything like that. Do you know what I mean? And for him to come out like that, Hollow Earth and planet, is it Nibiru?
Yeah.
And he was on about how this, you know, Nibiru, it's just supposedly coming back. And at the beginning on its path, you know, when it goes on its trajectory in space, it collided with Earth. And Earth, because in space, you say, anything's got to go into a sphere type of shape, you know, due to gravity. Yeah. I mean, we all know a different now, but do you know what I mean? I didn't know then.
We all fought for that.
And what he then went on to was, is, you know, we was part of Nibiru and it's coming back, and that's where the Anunnaki were from, type of thing. And I thought, Hollow Earth, oh my God, what's this fella on? I mean, he was, you know, he's spot on with the other things. Like, so that made me look into Hollow Earth. And obviously, you just type into YouTube and, you know, Google type of thing. And I watched a few videos on it. And I don't know what it was. I must have misplaced a letter, and Flat Earth videos came up.
Oh, really? And because when I looked at Hollow Earth, there was no... No Flat Earth videos came up for me. But the Hollow Earth thing, like it was a cool story. Like, it was very interesting, but there was no, like, there's no physical proof for it that we can see. You know what I mean? That's the problem.
Yeah, that's what, like I said, I started looking into that. Not even believing it, just because he said it, and it intrigued me.
Yeah.
To why he's come to that. So when I started doing that, as I said, Flat Earth things started popping up, and, like, motionless and all things like this. And, there was more evidence for that. And then obviously more you look into it and look into it, you then see the bigger lie that we're not a globe and we're not spinning. And you can say what all the scientists can say what they want. There's no proof. And everything what they teach us from school then is a big contradiction, or it's just a guess or an estimate, or whatever you want to say, made to be a fact.
It's at best false based off assumption, but it's more often than not, it's just based off malicious lies. I'm not saying that the teachers are lying, because they don't know. You know, they're just as indoctrinated as anybody else. But with the information that they're passing on, it's just absolute bullcrap, one way or the other.
Definitely. And you like, and then thing, when you start seeing, it was like, I don't know what I was. Do you know when you get a weird sensation of, like, truth, it hits you, you realise you've been lied, and it just went through me like that. I just stood there and my mouth dropped, and I thought, wow. And then that then got me on, you know, because I've always looked into different conspiracy type of things, not research heavily, just, you know, bits and bobs, as you say, but together with that, that was what made me gotten to me, because I've always been into ancient history. So that was always been my sideline type of thing. But that brought me on to Flat Earth, and then I've not looked back since.
Well, let me back you up for a second. So you went from the Hollow Earth to the Flat Earth. So what was your stance on the Apollo Moon program when you made that transition? Did you already know that it was fake, or did you have to get to Flat Earth first and then work backwards?
No, I've always thought it. I know it sounds contradictory, but I've always been a Star Trek fan, Star Wars type of thing. You know what I mean? I think most kids are. I'd always want to go into space, you know what I mean, and travel. Yeah. But I just knew from what I've seen, and it wasn't that much, I just knew it was very dodgy. You know what I mean? Some of the things that they were saying just didn't add up, but I didn't have the knowledge behind me from research to say, well, it's this, it was this, it was this, and it was this. Do you know what I mean? Things didn't add up, do you know what I mean? Because I've always been into a few cult films like Capricorn 1 and things like that, and because they didn't trust the government, I thought, well, that's more likely possible that they've done that, faked it, than going.
So, yeah, it's very interesting to hear because, like, you know, kind of for a while I go under the assumption most people go the same route that I went, but it's different for everybody, really, because I went through... You know, I went through 9/11, Apollo, Sandy Hook, ISS being fake satellites, and then Flat Earth. And you went from, and I had Hollow Earth in there briefly for a bit, some other things like, we'll get into that after. Yeah, it's just interesting to hear that, that you went through, like you doubted Apollo, but you weren't 100% when you found out about the shape of the Earth being in question, right? Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's interesting because I went, you know, through Apollo first, so when it was time for me to question the shape of the Earth, it wasn't hard for me at all to buy into the fact that all of NASA's photos are fake, because I already knew all the Apollo ones were fake. So it's cool. I like how everybody has a different way that they went.
Definitely. I mean, I've always been into, I don't know, what's the word now for weird phenomena? Is it cryptozoologist? You know, stuff Loch Ness Monster and things like that. That's always interesting, stuff like Bigfoot and things like that. So yeah. I've always had, and growing up, I was a huge X-Files fan. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So there's one spell where I used to believe in UFOs. I've actually seen two UFOs, which was a weird sensation. Twice, and it was the same one, you know, same shape on both times, and it were like a week apart from two different locations in where I live. And people think as soon as you say UFO, they mean aliens. It just means unidentified.
It means literally what the acronym stands for.
Yeah. And it was amazing.
People
want
to make that association.
I mean, this one is weird. I know, it's definitely.
Oh, it's crazy. It literally just means unidentified flying object. Yeah. It doesn't mean it's from outer
space. Like I said, I've always been. Do you know what I mean? Like I said, I've talked about before, like family members doing. I've always been on the inside type of thing, you know, in the army type of thing. I wasn't in the army, but how you call it, I was an army brat. Is that correct?
I don't know, but I think I understand what it means.
Yeah, so like you're a kid in the army type of thing. So I was walking around, you know, doing stuff that you shouldn't do. I was just doing what I wanted, run ambience and getting away with type of thing and just enjoying being a kid type of thing. So. And I've seen things that, you know, that normal people's not seeing type of thing. But, yeah, that's what got me onto that. And it was just, but I've always had the clamoring for ancient civilizations and Atlantis and all them things like that. That just, do you know what I mean? And when you start looking at Atlantis, and that's like one of the biggest type of, not myths as such, but you know, ancient civilizations have never found proof of, just in literature and poetry and type of things like that.
Well, in your opinion, have they found proof? Is there some physical proof that you want to tell us about?
I mean, there's no actual. Do you know what I mean? There's ruins all over the world, you know, under the wall, so that could be that. But I just think they're looking in the wrong location.
And why don't you tell people where do you think the correct location might be? And we know this is speculation, but based on your research, what do you think?
Now or then?
Both, actually. If you think there's a difference, well, absolutely.
Then
both,
I would just thought it was somewhere in the Atlantic, like really far down, you know, type of thing. Where obviously, you know, the Pacific and the Atlantic, they have spells right at the bottom. You know, because obviously I was a globe believer then. So I thought, yeah, it's going to be further down the Atlantic, you know, thousands of miles from anywhere type of thing.
Yeah.
That was just at the beginning. And now, in my opinion, I've said it before on your radio show, there's a different names for it, Mount Meru, Shambhala. Every religion's got Eden, Avalon, like from King Arthur. And I believe it's just right in the centre. They have a magnetic mountain called Mount Meru type of thing. And that's where... That's where our spiritual home is. That's where everyone has like an anchoring to get to.
Okay,
and I believe that's right in the middle.
Then the next logical question is, how did it move from the Atlantic to that location? Was it something spiritual? Was it, just something that happened with the planet? Like, how did it move?
Well, it's just for when you learn more knowledge, isn't it? I mean, there's texts that they get most of the work from. It was that Greek philosopher. And it just says it passed the pillars of Hercules. So that's just Gibraltar. And then the opposite side, you know, in the North Africa. And it was just out there. But you've got that many scientists saying, no, it's not. It's in near Malta. It's near the volcano in the Mediterranean, Greece, where you've got some saying it's in the Bahamas, in, you know, the Bimini. You've got so many theories, but they're going off the globe type of thought.
Yeah.
And they're not going in it using, which I think is the greatest weapon, and that is in old texts and spiritual, looking at it that way type of thing. Because you can't look at it in a globe believer logic. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course it makes sense. Because if they're going to look at it to see, okay, why maybe this land is here, or why this happened because of a magnetic pull of this or that, and they're looking at the complete wrong model, well, anything they conclude off that's going to be totally wrong.
See, there's things that science that they don't even tell you to this day. It's like, you know, City of Troy.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that? That was amazing.
Yeah, I've heard of it, and they've also made a movie of it too. And but yeah. I don't really know the history well. But I remember they had the big. Is that where they had the big Trojan horse to get through the gate?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, I know. Yeah.
That was a myth, so for thousands of years type of thing. And then I think it was a German archaeologist found it, and he was criticized and ostracized. He just followed, you know, his art type of thing, and he found it. Do you know what I mean? So he, you know, he proved himself right. But you've got to look at, people automatically think oral myth and oral tales passed down through generations are wrong. I mean, you'll get the odd word that changes. That's just down to interpretation of the person to the receiver. But on the whole, the story is correct. And people just seem to get freaked out, like, of the myths type of thing, you know what I mean, like that, and get scared, because that's what science tries and does. It has, you know, there's no reason you can't use your heart and a bit of, you know, to do science. Basically, that's what they're doing. They're making things up, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, it's just absolutely.
It's just like, you know, when you have something you really, really love, it's hard not to just keep looking at that. And that's why I was trying to stay on a topic, but it's helped me out in my research for other things, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and, you gotta research all different things, because they all connected and they all feed off each other, and they all open new doors for the other topics.
It's definitely, yeah, you just got to, don't restrict yourself. Find, obviously, you all have a go-to thing, you know what I mean? When your head's mashed up with all this new material, you like going back to what you know, that you think that you have, just to wind down and relax. But don't restrict yourself. Never restrict yourself. And I don't know why people do that now. Because you're basically indoctrinating yourself through choice.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing. So, all right, we touched on the Flat Earth stuff a lot. We touched on Atlantis. So since I've known you, you've been pretty hard into the Flat Earth, as have I. What else have you been looking at since that?
Well, I've always been in civilization. You know about me crystal theories that I've gone on about on other show, and Atlantis. That's what I've been into. Other things that I've, since finding Flat Earth, I found the more creative side, because I'm not scared of me, like my spiritual side now type of thing. All for too long I've been, you know, holding back type of thing. I'm being scared of doing anything. And since I've been into Flat Earth type of thing and like that, I found out I could write poems and quotes. And, you know, I've even had a little poem published in the book, in a local paper. So that's, you know what I mean? That's the type of thing I'm into. But I try and connect other things. It's like when me and you, our mutual theory that we've talked about, and we moulded that into a really good theory that more and more people are coming on board with now. But, you know, hopefully it will get more and more people into it.
But yeah, and for anybody that's listening, I'm going to leave the links to the two shows that we did in the description. So if they want to hear you elaborate on this and I elaborate on it, there's going to be a lot of that. Just click the links for the shows. There'll be two of them. We did two consecutive shows just recently. One we finished this week, one 2 weeks ago. So those will be in the description.
Definitely. And great shows. Back to that, it's weird. I don't know how you feel, but I feel when you're researching and doing things, time flies.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? You seem to get your head so much into a topic, weeks and months go past type of thing.
Well, it's kept me up so many nights. I can't even get to bed because there's just new things popping off. Which is what I wanted to ask you about too, is, you know, with me lately, the last couple months at least, it's been so much of the Mandela effect, which I have been researching for about the same amount of time as Flat Earth, late 2014, maybe the Mandela effect a little later, like early 2015, so I don't want to say definitely 2014. But, you know, I know that you've been looking at that a lot lately in the last couple of months as well. It's basically exploding right now, kind of like Flat Earth was maybe 2 years ago. There's just so many examples. So what's your whole take on that, and what made you want to start looking into that as well?
Well, obviously, I've known about it for a very long time. You know, when it first became evidence, I seen a video on it and I thought, yeah, that's interesting, and definitely they're on the right track there, you know, like we're changing the words and different things. But I didn't engage myself to take it much further because I was researching into other things. And the online friends that I had at the time weren't talking about it, so I didn't press, you know, the topic as much. Yeah. And then obviously, and then getting around talking to you, and you had 9/11, and then you're the Mandela. So obviously, when you're pushing it more, trying to get the message out, that's when you've taken on board more, as you should do, because, you know, you have to respect people's, what they're researching it. And that just, it tweaked me again, especially the last couple of months when you're showing more stuff that I can connect with.
So there is a lot that's like regional or whatever, or based over here, but... There's so many examples now that there are a lot that you resonate with, right?
Yeah, definitely. And it's not US based, but there seems to be more. I mean, I'm positive there's going to be some here, but we only have like so many brand type things. And you know what I mean? Even though we're in the UK, it's basically US TV type of thing.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. It's because places are US media and US type market. So, of course, there's going to be more examples coming from here.
But we don't have your products type of thing. There's only so many mutual brands that do the crossover.
Yeah.
I mean, we have like names for chocolates that have changed since taking up your name, you know, like Snickers.
Yeah.
That over here they used to be called Marathon.
Never even heard of that.
So never, you can also, that's a big, you know, it's not on Mandela as such, but that's just what the name was for a Snicker. And obviously, when we got the word Snicker over here, we thought, why are we having them Yank terms over here? It's a Marathon, you know. But we don't get hardly any your products over here, you know what I mean, how you have it. And that's it, obviously that might change soon type of thing, but you know, it's with talking with people like you online and then on the phone that it piques your interest and you want to help out, you know, on your path type of thing.
Well, you start to see how much validity there is to it. Like, it's way past the issue of it being a reissue or a rebranding thing, which is what so many people assume. And that just shows that they haven't researched it, which is fine. I try and help them understand, listen, this isn't a reissue or a rebranding thing. We're not stupid. We wouldn't be out here telling people their reality has changed if a product just changed its name. It's like the product that you guys all know, or the song you all know, the lyrics you all know, the quote from a movie you all know, never existed. It never happened, we're being told. And not just being told that, like, you can dig up your old footage of that. And, you know, again, we'll talk about the Mandela burglar. Nobody snuck in your house late at night and switched out, updated all your movies and music and products for you and went through your food cabinet and gave you a new grocery order, right? I mean, that's not what's going on.
Definitely. I mean, and what question I got to straight away was, why is it happening? Do you know what I mean? And that's big hankering that I've had for a while. Then it's only from, even though I wasn't into it as much as you, I still respected what you were doing and we still talked about it and we still came up with what we think is a rational reason for why it's happening.
Yeah, of course. And even just like with when Flat Earth, before people want to come in and see if they've been lied to about it and see if, you know, if what we're saying is correct, they want to know the reason. It's the same thing. Like, well, you know, that's like the last part of, like, where you don't figure out the motive before you look at the crime scene. You know what I mean? And with
Yeah,
Mandela,
definitely.
there's so much evidence, like, you know, and we've gone on about other shows, and I won't stop blasting out all the residue here right now because we're going to try and keep this interview short, a brief couple, a few more things we want to get into. But so what was it like? I know it was a buildup of seeing different ones that resonated with you, probably me tagging you in a bunch of posts, I'm sure probably helped. But what
Yeah,
were the big
definitely.
ones? What were the biggest ones for you that you were like, there's no way? Like, was it JFK? Was it Snow White? Was it C-3PO? What was it? South America? You know what some of my
It
big
was a
ones are.
combination of Mirror Mirror
Yep.
and C-3PO.
Yeah, those are big, man. Top 10 for sure.
I mean, like I said, it's like the Mandela has been out nicking all the gear and swapping it, but forgot to like to do the vast majority of the public because everyone knows it. There's that so much residue for it that it's. Like, they're not even like whatever's happening. I mean, we know now, well, we have a rough idea, but it's like, you know, someone being lazy and they thought, oh, well, I can't be bothered doing that type of thing.
Well, it seems to have parameters that we know of a bit. The parameters, obviously, we don't even understand what's happening, and it could be, you know, supernatural or whatever. So for us to say we know the parameters might be a bit bold. But I'm just saying, like, we know that, say they change a song or a movie, the official thing will change. But usually, and most of the live shows will, but there'll be a live show here or there that might not change. The things that seem to never change are parodies. People will do parodies of these like spoof shows like Mad TV, Saturday Night Live, The Big Bang Theory, The Simpsons. These shows are littered with residue, and it's because it's not the official version. And I don't know why, like because whatever's happening is altering physical things like the past too, like C-3PO, Snow White, whatever, and the physical merchandise. But then it can't alter people's memories for some reason. Thank God. You know, so people are remembering what they used to remember, but the one that's weird is the C-3PO because it seems like with most things, the official merchandise that goes with it does change. But I mean, look at the C-3PO figures from Kenner; those are as official as it gets, and those are all gold.
You ever think like it? Oh, sorry, it's not me asking a question, but while you're on here, do you
No,
think
it's
it's like
fine.
a Mandela type of thing was where we remember, you know what I mean? I'm like counteracting like a devil's advocate type thing. You know how we're spotting changes and you're calling them residue. What
Yeah.
happens if we was how it is now is how it's supposed to be, and we're seeing it now is because we're on about we're all becoming awake. So this new residue that we're seeing is actual the original, and the old stuff that we remember is the actual lie. Do you understand what I'm trying to say there?
Yeah, I understand what you're trying to say.
It's just been. I'm doing
Yeah, no,
like a
it's
the
confusing to
loop.
think about, but it's possible, you know?
Just because that you're picking on the residue so quick now, is that the actual truth how it should be? And the old one that you're remembering as that's the Mandela, and we're
Well,
coming out from the fog and we're seeing the
what if
mist,
neither
and
one of
we're
them are
seeing the
truth?
clear sky.
What if neither one of them are complete truth? Because what if there's a third version? Because I know
Exactly.
some things have had three versions. For instance, the Statue of Liberty and the Thinker statue. They've had six, seven, eight versions. The Statue of Liberty is changing almost daily, for Christ's sakes. All right. So do I think anybody that remembers specifically one version is wrong or has the whole truth? No. There's like eight truths with that. So. I mean, that's kind of, I might sound like a kind of a on the fence answer here, but I think there could be many truths. I don't think either one is true or false. I think they're both a reality at some point. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I had a theory. I've not really told anyone this. I mean, I might have even whispered it to you, type of thing. Is I always thought of the Earth as like a, you know, the creator, God's mind, type of thing. And he was getting either too old or that type of dementia, type of thing. And the realities were warping just because he couldn't keep it up, type of thing. I know it sounds daft. It was just, you know, when people are talking, you're trying to come up with certain solutions type of thing, because I know everyone thinks like God's all God and but we don't know what, you know, what he is, as a sense, you know, as a being type of thing.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Yeah, we all look. When you do any research, like Flat Earth and that thing, you know there's a creator. You've seen it in patterns of the Genesis pattern, the flower of life, the egg of life. Do you know what I mean? The evidence is there. And now we've
seen
reality.
And I've seen objects in my possession change lately too. So, you know what I mean?
I mean, like, I always go back to thinking about, you know, like science fiction type of things that you've seen. Because obviously, and like I've said to you before, like there's a Star Trek episode where one person was looking after a planet and being God, and he was changing things, you know, in a space station type of thing.
Yeah.
He was making earthquakes, he was doing this, and this type of thing. And, you know, that just what made me to think was, you know, is he ill type of thing? Is he getting distressed of all the negativity and all the evil in the world type of thing? That it was slipping, you know, reality was slipping. That was just one of the things that I came up, you know. I'm not saying that's what it is. I'm just, do you know what I mean? When, like, I like to just debate and come across and use different ideas, you know, till I meet some like-minded people like yourself. And that's when you say, oh, is that wrong? What's your opinion on that? And if you say, nah, but you always give me a reason. I don't think you've ever said, no, that's rubbish. And left it at that type of thing.
I would never do that. Why would I just say something rubbish if I don't have a reason for thinking that?
Yeah, exactly. But people do, don't we? As we know.
Oh, all the time.
And you should always, there's giving feedback and there's giving negative feedback. People know the difference. I know the difference. If you're just being slamming and rude, you know, there's no reason to be rude. Just because you're on a keyboard,
if you collaborate with people, it helps because say someone like you and I are sharing research, and there's just things that you're more versed in, like ancient civilizations, and there might things I might be more versed in, like looking at a video for CGI or something. And, you know, you could say, hey, what's your take on this, looking at a video? And I could be like, hey, what's your take on this, looking at some ancient text? And then we can kind of throw things together. I used to do this a lot Justin and James.
Now you're talking
really
about that.
You're
talking about that. Sorry to interrupt you. Now you're talking about that, then. You've sparked an interest in something I forgot. Have you ever heard of High Brazil?
High Brazil. I don't think so.
It's an island, and it was an island just off island, and the myth was it was able to disappear and reappear.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
It's quite interesting if you want to look into it. It's just called Highs, HY, and then Brazil, not as in Brazil, the country. It was more like BRYSALL type of thing.
Okay.
And it was an ancient Celtic myth of an island that used to disappear and reappear. And that's what another thing was linked to, could possibly be Atlantis type of thing.
Oh, no, I've never heard of that. Never heard of that. But yeah, like I was saying a second ago, so when you share with research with people and people have different specialties, that's what works a lot too, you know, because you can't just simply, and I always say research everything, but you're not going to get to all the information of every topic all the time because there's just so much to look into. So if, you know, you built up a kinship with people and you trust them enough to at least steer you in the right direction, of course you're going to still go through the material, discern it. Just like if I send you a Mandela Effect video, you're still going to look at it before you're going to claim it's a Mandela Effect. You know what I mean? But you're going to be at a point where you trust my research enough that you're more likely to probably open my videos before somebody else's because you know there's probably something behind it, right?
Definitely. And we're just like proving it so many times over X amount of months that when we're talking about things, it seems like the duality of us talking sparked something in one of our minds type of thing that's led you to something else. Do you know what I mean? That you wouldn't have got there just doing your research by yourself.
Yeah, and it's not just the Mandela. So when we've talked about things about flat Earth, we talked about paths of the sun and the moon. We've talked about what the makeup of them might be. Even lucid dreams when I talked about it. How many different things did we connect with, like going back and forth, just talking about the conversations and things that I thought were possible, things that you said were possible. I mean, if we didn't have that conversation, then, you know, I might not even be as affirm in my beliefs of some things as I am. You know what I'm saying? My research might have not went in the direction it did. And that's just talking and being open-minded.
We can't believe that people refuse to like be as we are discussing things more openly. It's like you're scared of everyone nicking your idea type of thing. But do you know what I mean? How many, no one can say definitive, oh, that's my idea. Do you know what I mean? Oh, you just go with the flow type of thing.
Yeah, I've heard it all since 2010. I've heard it all because I've always been, you know, not the type to wait for a lot of people to support something to talk about it if it's what I believe. So it's always, you know, he's talking about a psyop. No planes is a psyop. Flat Earth is a psyop. Mandela Effect is a psyop. Saying nobody died at Sandy Hook is a psyop. Okay, that's not the psyop. The real psyop is you people telling others not to look into what I'm saying because I was right about those things. I want to back it up a little bit before we end the interview because we're coming up on an hour soon. I wanted to get your opinion on something, and whatever you think is fine, and just no on the fence here, all right?
So,
What's your opinion on a lot of the events that most of the truth community knows? And I'm asking because it's personally, you know, I'm strong on this belief. I just want your opinion. What's your opinion that a lot of the events that the truth community typically knows as of false flags may actually just be hoaxes, which is a whole nother level?
I mean, what define a false flag? I mean, I know...
False flag, government set it up, inside job, but people actually are dying, versus hoax would be still a false flag because the government set it up, but people aren't dying. They're just portrayed to on TV by actors and whatnot, and it's...
Yeah. I just wanted to define that because obviously I believe both are happening. Obviously, some more than others. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what some people. I was going to speak that about the other day. Some people automatically think false flag, and it's no one's died, which is wrong because some people can actually die. Do you know what I mean? So it's hard not to steam in, and if that people's actually died, and it's very hard to do things with false flag these days because. Obviously, we're not in so much to know if actually anyone has died. Because sometimes there is some people that died, like either cleaning up the mistakes type of thing. And when you have to look at the Clintons, you know, and how they clean house. I believe both happening.
Yeah, definitely both. So what about more specifically, how about the mass shootings that we see? Would you say that those more often lean to a hoax, or would you think that people are really dying?
I would say, on a percentage-wise, I would go more like to 70-30, 80-20 to hoax, and just like the person who they're saying gets shot, you know, who's going in with the guns, they always end up dead. There's not many of them, you know, the odd one does survive type of thing, but they all look the same, they're all... Oh, look at him, he was mentally unstable. He was this type of follower. Do you know what I mean? They all have a patsy.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's good because they do have, you know, both types of events do take place around the world, I'm sure. But I just think the reason I'm asking, and it doesn't even matter if you were 30-70 or 70-30. The reason I'm asking is because I just want people to be open to the idea that a lot of these events could be hoaxes. And you need to look at all avenues. You need to look at people dying. You need to look at people not dying. You need to look at real video. You need to look at fake video. Just because you hear people screaming about, you know, it's a false flag, inside job, like, you know, an Alex Jones type, that's not where it ends usually. It usually goes much deeper than that.
Yeah, I mean, always someone dies, and it's very hard. See, the only time you really get down to it is if you've put the research in like you did for 9/11. But you'll notice if I'm not being disrespectful to you or nothing, but when you do that type of research, a part of you gets took away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you'll agree, you lose a part of yourself because you've gone that so far into it, and you've gone in, a part of you's have been like took away from all the research and all the emotion, all the attacks that you've had. It's very, you know what I mean? That's like next type of level research that you're doing. That's what you would have to do for every topic to really, really.
Oh, for sure.
Get down to it. And emotionally, you can't do that too often. And you'd probably agree, wouldn't you?
Oh, I would definitely agree. I had to take 3 years off of the radio because of it.
And that's where you've just got to find the fine line where you're not letting it get too, you know,
and,
too...
And,
emotional type things. People seem to.
Topics are more stressful.
What are they called? Yeah, they're like snowflake type, where they get easily offended. Yeah. You know what I mean? If you respect people, you talk decent. I don't know how they can get offended, but for some reason, there's always someone pretending to be offended about something.
Somebody that was at an event when they really don't even know their name when you ask. Oh, I get that more than anybody, probably, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it, different things of like that Manchester bombing. Oh, I worked there. I know people. I know they died. Well,
yeah.
Why didn't you say nothing about 2 weeks before they did a practice bomb event in the thingy, the local Trafford Centre, and it was the same pictures that they used for the bombing type of thing. I patched that last year, didn't I?
Yeah, that bombing is actually what got me my only actual strike from YouTube. Not a copyright strike, but an actual strike where if you get 3, they'll terminate your channel. They gave me a strike because I uploaded a video from the Ariana Grande concert that you're talking about, and there were cops outside literally getting undressed and dressed up to be victims. Not like dead victims, but people that were witnesses or whatever. And like, it was only a 30-second video, and, you know, it made the rounds for a day or two, whatever. Then YouTube decided to pull it. And because I had that on my playlist, they deleted my whole playlist. And I didn't have a lot of footage from that incident, Paul, because when the Manchester bombing happened, first of all, I was at work. Second of all, it was basically hit the snooze button, another bullshit event, right? So yeah. I only seen that one video, and that was all I needed to see, right, once I had that. So I just threw it on a general playlist I had called Media Fakery that I had when I started my channel. You could only imagine how many videos I had on that channel. They took the whole playlist off. It's all gone.
Crazy.
And they sent me a thing, and they got me for harassment and bullying, and they gave me a strike for it. Yeah. I didn't even make commentary on the video.
Sorry. Yeah, I mean, you've only got lots of research. I mean, we used to have, like, the IRA, and you can go down the bone sort of, was it being controlled by the British government? But what I'm saying is, when you're doing proper bombings that you can actually see, and you see the carnage, and, like, you'd have had them over there, if you want to do massive results, you generally have 2 bombs. I think, you know, you have an explosion to divert the public, and they run into the bomb again, you know what I mean? That's the type of stuff that you have, and you don't see that anymore.
No.
It's like they have a black ops team type of thing to do stage these events. And obviously, the odd one person's going to get killed. But for the people that they say, the level, you should have a lot of dead bodies. And you never see anyone saying, oh, my child died in there. You know what I mean? They just disappear type of thing. They get bought off and they, you know.
And you never see video, and if you do, it's always doctored video or suspect, highly suspect, you know? So it's like, okay, well, if they're really blowing up all these people, the whole reason they want to do it is to push fear, so why wouldn't they have video of it?
Definitely. And the first big one for me that I really looked into was the Vegas one.
Yeah.
You know, with the dummies on the floor type of thing, and... You know, how he carried all the weapons up into the most, like, camera
building. Yeah, like 40 guns up to the 40 guns up to the 30th floor or something.
Yeah, and where you can't, like, drop anything on the floor without a camera picking you up, and they have the best facial recognition type of thing. But they were all turned off, and, you know, it just screams. And what you do is, obviously, then you start, all the films that you've watched with conspiracies, that's what you start to think for everything. And that's what they really, in a way, that they want you. They want you screaming fakery for everything because it makes you look like, you know, the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. You have to look at stuff thoroughly before you scream that. Now, I'm always going to have the assumption that it is until proven otherwise, because speaking of the boy who cried wolf, that's what I always call them. It's now the burden of proof is on them. But if the proof still needs to be looked at before I tell people it's a hoax. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go if you tell me there's a mass shooting with 20 people, you know my instinct is gonna tell me it's a hoax. But I'm still gonna look at it before I tell other people that. You know what I mean? And if it's not, then it's not, and I'll stand corrected. But I'm gonna make sure, not even stand corrected, because I'm not gonna say definitely what it is without looking. That's what I'm gonna assume, because that's what it is most of the time with these things, at least since I've been looking since 9/11. But you know, that's a whole. I'll leave all that for another day. Probably wrap this up soon, because we're just about to an hour. I want to keep these a little brief. Is there anything else you want to get out about your story? You know, one other thing I want to ask you about your story is, how have you had any luck in your personal life, like not online life, you know, talking to people, family, close friends? Have any topics resonated with them? I know you have told, like, your mom some of the, you know, I Love Lucy and stuff, Mandela effects. She's remembered the things like we do, but she's not on board with the whole idea yet, right?
She's like, you know, like, we tell someone for the first time, and then that it wakes them up. She's like an excited little kid at Christmas type of thing.
Yeah.
She loves anything to tell her, because she knows I'm not one to...
Oh, that's good. Just, so it's resonating.
You know what I mean? All my family, even my youngest daughter, she'll see something, it'll be, oh, that's flat earth, dad type of thing, or that's what's wrong. Do you know what I mean? She's picking up on all these things now. And I'm not really one. You'll see some religiously, and they're like, the brainwashing the kids, it's flat earth, it's flat earth, it's flat earth. I don't do that. I let the earth find their own way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And through just being near me, she's picking up on her own speed and not being brainwashed. Because you basically, if you keep brainwashing your kids, even if it's flat earth or anything, you're doing the same as what the government's doing to you.
Yeah. You should just let
kids be kids. Enjoy the life. And that's how I tell people. Always learn subliminally, because that's the way you pick up quicker. People then don't feel threatened, because you're trying to get your message out, rightly or wrong. That's how I do it. And it always seems to have more positive effects, because people's found out the truth. They ask questions, then you tell them. But just from being around you and then knowing you as a character, they know, you know, you're not one to like do flights of fancy, as I say.
That's good. That's good. You've had a lot of success then doing it. I've had success with a couple of friends. I've got a couple of uncles that seem to be coming around now. A couple of other people in my family. Not nearly a percentage I would like, but I'd say there's, you know, three or four or five relatives I got even asking me questions. Not even I just know they're looking. They're actually asking me questions, which is good. You know, other than that, you know, it's tough. It's mostly people online and me doing the radio and all that. But, you know, I don't want to get into my whole story right now. I think we'll wrap it up. Before we wrap it up, is there any links or anything you'd like to leave for people to contact you or to find your research or anything like that? Or
If anyone wants to talk to me, ask me about anything about my theory from doing the two shows, I'll happily, you know, you can find me on Facebook. Just tell me that you've heard. You know what I mean? Because I don't have too many friends. You know what I mean? You'll see some people with thousands and thousands. I've only got generally a few hundred, because I like to talk. I like to engage.
Can people inbox you? Would friends. That be all right or no? Would you mind?
Yeah, they can inbox me. So I just, you know, find my name. I'll have my name.
I'll leave a link for it.
Shortly.
We'll leave a link on the archive. We'll leave a link and on the YouTube description if that's all right with you.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, cool. So, all right, everybody. You've been listening to the first interview that we've done for People's Awakening Story. This was Paul Knight, interviewed by Brian Stavely on Dose of Reality Radio. You can find all of our shows. You can find the shows me and Paul did together, along with all of our shows dating back to 2010, which were primarily me, the late Justin Cook, and James Sloan. We cover all topics, all the ones mentioned here pretty much today. So everything from 9/11 to Flat Earth to Sandy Hook, Mandela Effect, any type of mass shooting, bombing, really anything the media and government lies about, the education system. I mean, we talk about everything. Check out the website, therealnewsonline.com, and be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. I don't know where you're getting this this archive from. So if you're getting it on the website, we have a page that says YouTube. Just click it. It'll go right to my YouTube channel. And if you're listening on YouTube, be sure to check out the website, therealnewsonline.com. All right, everybody. Thank you, and have a good day.